Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 51, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fine, Dave. I'm fighting a little bit of this allergy cold that seems to be going around the Chicago area right now. But but actually, I probably feel better than I sound.
Got that deep voice going on there.
Yeah, and I got I got the sniffling thing and the coughing thing, so hopefully we can get through this without me being very unprofessional.
No, I think you're fine. I'm still coming off all the technology that I've been doing all week, so I know you'd be like making fun of me. So,
yeah, Dave, you know the listeners don't know, but you're like Mr. Apple. So, besides your duties as the MC of this glorious podcast, you also are very much involved in the Apple community in the Chicago suburban area. So if you guys ever need expertise around Apple technology products, you should tweet Dave, because he pretty much helps all of us set up our networks and our laptops and our iPads, and he's got a lot of skill in that area. So
we'll do it. So anyway, we're actually recording this on Thursday night, so we could make sure we get a show out to you guys this week, since Steve wouldn't be available. So let's get started here, and make sure you're visiting our website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you can find the latest episode. Just click the play button in its own player, and it's right at the top there. Listen on Apple Podcast button in the middle of the page, and you can subscribe, or you also can click listen and subscribe, and you'll pick up any of the other ways to listen to us. We have all your bases covered, including iHeartRadio. Be sure you are following us on our Facebook page. The link is at the right side of our website, where we're always actively posting different topics. Be sure you ask your Amazon Echo to Echo Play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. You'll be able to hear the latest episode. And also make sure, that's the most important part, is following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve might post any late day changes, maybe any other picks he finds. We also have a donation page. If you could go to our donation page, which is at patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. Please support our podcast by going to that page, and you can click become a Patreon supporter and the buttons at the top right. You click the next page, and you can go to our monthly win, place, show donations, or you can make a custom pledge where you can make a one-time donation. We really appreciate the support. So we'll review last week, and we'll kick right in. You've got three races this week at Churchill Downs. It looks like we got the last three, one of the little three races at the end there. So go ahead and give us your review last week.
Yeah, Dave. So those four graded stakes races at Kentucky Downs, and for the first time since I can remember, we struck out with top two pick winners. Tough track,
very
tough races to handicap, and really poor camera work being. In terms of being able to keep track of your horses. So I don't know whether I'll be jumping into that pond in terms of doing the Stakes Picks podcast the next go around at Kentucky Downs. But interesting track. Certainly, if you were watching the races, you would have seen that speed on that turf course was holding. And I didn't necessarily handicap the races, since I have to do it a couple days ahead of time. Yeah. For that speed bias, but basically if you get on the lead there, you were going to win most of the races. So anyways, Dave, zero, no top two pick winners last week. So 507 stakes races, handicap 223, top two pick winners, still tracking at 44%.
All right. So we'll just move on. Go to this this week. And we're going to look at Churchill Downs this week. It's been a while since we've looked at Churchill, and I'm glad it's back open. And you've got three races here. We're going to start with the eighth race. Eighth race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade three. It's the Locust Grove. It's a purse of $200,000. And it's for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward. Give us your picks.
My top selection, Dave, in this eighth race at Churchill on Saturday is the two-horse. The two horses, Moonlit Garden, trained by Brad Cox, Laurent Giroux is the jockey, 9-2 in the morning line. I have noted that this horse just recently moved into the Cox barn from Christopher Davis, who's a decent trainer, but certainly not in the same league as Brad Cox. First race under Brad Cox, this horse just ran off at Prairie Meadows, throwing an 86 buyer speed figure in that minor stakes race that was run out there. Then came back and ran another stakes race at Ellis Park after that. I believe there was probably a bounce in there. Horse seems like she's training well and certainly will continue to improve in the Cox barn. I like the fact that at this distance, this horse has had 10 lifetime starts, 3 wins, 3 seconds, and 2 thirds. This horse makes sense at a decent price for me, Dave. I'm going to make the 2-horse Moonlit Garden our top selection in the 8th race at Churchill on Saturday. All right. Our second selection is going to be the 7-horse. The 7-horse is Go Google Yourself. Paul McGee trains BJ Hernandez, the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. I have noted this horse has been in a couple of graded stakes races, actually ran pretty decently against Elate, who I believe would probably destroy this field. Also, this horse on that race at Fairgrounds on December 29th was the favorite against a number of the horses that are in this race as well today. So I think this is a horse that might just sit right off the pace, and it looks like that's kind of this horse's style, just to be kind of up close but not on the lead. And certainly I have no complaints with Hernandez as a jockey. So I'm going to take the 7-horse, Go Google Yourself, and make our second selection in the 8th race at Churchill on Saturday. And our third and final selection, we're going to go to the 5-horse Escape Clause, trained by Don Schnell, pretty unknown trainer, though I do see that there's a 19% trainer percentage there for Don. Tyler Bays is the jockey. Got a little tongue tied there. Tyler Bays is the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. I do like Tyler on speed horses, and this horse looks like it might be the speed of the race. And I also have noted the triple-digit buyer speed figure there at Oak Lawn and the Apple Blossom, where Midnight Bassoo just beat this horse in that grade one by just a nose. So certainly there's some class here. I'm going to take the 5-horse Dave Escape Clause as our third selection. So to summarize, the 8th race at Churchill Downs on Saturday, our selections are going to be 2, 7, 5.
Okay, and if I didn't mention that, that is the start of a pick 3 for these 3 races we're looking at today. Let's go move on to the 9th race. 9th race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade 2. It's the Pocahontas. It's $200,000, and it's for the babies, the fillies, 2-year-olds. Give us your picks.
My top selection in this 9th race, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse British Idiom. British Idiom is trained again by Brad Cox. We get Irad Ortiz as our jockey, 4-1 the morning line. I do note the sub 12-second 8th of a mile there at Saratoga in that sprint. Cox is now taking this horse and stretching it out from sprint to route, where he's 24%, very good win percentage. And this horse also gets Lasix for the first time. Got a top jockey, top trainer, Lasix for the first time on a stretch out where Cox does extremely well. So I'm going to take the 7-horse, Dave, British Idiom, as our top selection in this 9th race at Churchill on Saturday. Our second selection will be the 5-horse. The 5-horse is Blood Curdling. Dane Kobisky is the trainer. Corey Lanieri is the jockey. 5-1 the morning line. This horse is a $325,000 purchase, so pretty expensive filly here. That race at Colonial Downs where she just ran off. I do note that there is a sub 12-second 8th of a mile there. In that race at Colonial and that sprint, get another horse stretching out here. Like the jockey change to Lanieri. I think we're going to make the 5-horse day Blood Curdling our second selection in the 9th race at Churchill on Saturday. And our third and final selection, we're going to make the 6-horse Morning Gold with Kenny McPeak training. We get Jose Ortiz as the jockey, 3-1 in the morning line. This horse is going turf to dirt, getting Lasix for the first time, and has a really nice workout on August 30th at the Saratoga training track. That 2 out of 34 is a nice workout right there. I'm going to make the 6-horse Dave Morning Gold our third and final selection in this 9th race at Churchill on Saturday. So to summarize, Churchill Downs, Dave, race 9 on Saturday. Our selections are 7, 5, 6.
Okay, and then the last race for handicapping today is the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade 3. It's the Iroquois. It's a purse of $200,000 for 2-year-olds. Give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so my top selection here is Dennis Moment. Dale Romans trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey. The source is 9-5 in the morning line. This is the morning line favorite. Incredible race there at Ellis Park, through a 97 Beyer Speed Figure running off almost a secretariat like, winning by 19 lengths. I often don't like to play horses like this who have just blown the field away their last time, but holy moly, take a look at those bullet workouts at Churchill Downs. Must be loving the track out there. It's a $400,000 purchase. I think Romans has a really nice horse here. So I'm not going to look past this one. I'm going to take the 8-horse Dennis Moment as our top selection in the 10th race at Churchill Downs on Saturday. Our second selection will be the three horse is Scabbard. We get Eddie Keneally as the trainer. We get Corey Lanieri as the jockey. We get 5-1 in the morning line. This horse was in the Saratoga Special last time, running a really nice second. We get a nice stretch out scenario. Keneally's horses have a tendency to get better the more that they race. I like the work out there at Churchill Downs on August 2nd, where he was 1 out of 89 coming into that Saratoga Special, and then has followed that up with 3 really nice workouts after the Grade 2 at Saratoga, also on the Churchill Downs track. So I'm going to make the 3-horse Dave Scabbard our second selection in the 10th race at Churchill Downs on Saturday. And our third and final selection, I'm going to go to the 1-horse Zeramid. We get Steve Asmussen training. We get his regular rider, Ricardo Santana, as the jockey, 10-1 in the morning line. I don't know what happened in that Saratoga special race. Looked like this horse got stuck inside a little bit. But Asmussen usually shows up at this Churchill Downs meet loaded. We get a horse that's had a bunch of sprints in a row, now stretching out, 382 Tomlinson at this distance. So this horse should improve as the distance increases. I would expect that Santana, excuse me, will either get a beyond the lead here or get a really good trip on the inside coming out of the one hole, Dave. So I'm going to make the 1-horse Zeramid our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, the 10th race at Churchill Downs on Saturday, our selections are 8-3-1.
All right. Short and sweet this week. We're going to go ahead and wrap up. Make sure you're visiting our website, offthechartshorseracing.com. And you know what to do. All the links, everything's there on our website. And again, Twitter, following us on Off the Charts HR. Any podcast change updates, race date changes, other picks will be there as well. Any comments or questions you want to send to us, we have an email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. Any closing comments before we wrap up?
No, Dave, the reason that we're doing this podcast tonight, I'm leaving for Vegas tomorrow, going out to see our good friend Joe, spend the weekend out there, and then I have a conference out there the following week for work. So thank you for carving out the time tonight so that we could get this out to the listeners. I usually do pretty well at Churchill Downs, so I'm looking forward to watching these races at the sports book at Red Rock over the weekend.
Well, maybe you should tweet if you have any good ones for the listeners, if you can.
I will.
We appreciate you doing this, and we appreciate everybody there listening. So with that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.